Charles Ford is a member of the Lansing School District Board of Education. He's also running for judge. We're going to talk about that campaign in just a little bit. But first, let's talk about school board issues. Mr. Ford, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself, Tom?
All right. As you told me, you had another meeting in dealing with some folks last night. So you got into the school district's Board of Education meeting just a little bit late, but
yeah,
you got there.
Yep, it was late, Tony, and I want to tell you before we get started that the meeting only lasted about an hour, and they said 10 minutes, and so it was pretty much the budget was discussed. I know a lot about it, and so if you want to ask me any questions about the budget, I can tell you about the budget, but not what went on at the meeting.
Well, there was a lot of talk and a lot of rhetoric and a lot of misinformation about this budget, but you were able to be a part of the process that got it done early. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, and I want to go on record as, you know, this was a budget I probably would not have voted for, and I can give you my rationale as to why. Is that with the new restructuring plan, that I did not vote for it, and a lot of the savings and some of the concerns about the budget itself would have been surrounding that, and I would have probably not voted for the budget, even though it's a budget that is balanced and which I am very happy to see. It would have been a budget that would have been derived from something I did not support at the very beginning.
One of the key aspects, I guess if you're going to look at a positive, is the fact that there was increased funding for full-time kindergarten.
Yeah. Well, that's something that I'm definitely for. You know, I think that that all-day kindergarten is something that I think helps. Early learning is where our focus is, and that's something I do support. Early learning is I think, a product of the fact that we understand that we have to get our students ready for going to school. And I think our pre-K program and our kindergarten programs is where that's at. I think having a focus on early learning, I think, deals with some of the concerns that you see with that certain school districts may have toward the end as we look at the transitions of sixth graders in the seventh grade and ninth graders, eighth graders in the ninth grade, where there's concern. We're thinking that those concerns even could be even before then. They're saying even at third grade. And that's why this new restructuring plan has that kind of pre-K to three, and then you have a transition at the fourth grade.
What challenges did you have with the budget?
Well, the only challenge is, and it's a challenge that we've faced for a number of the last three budgets, is the fact that our fund, our rainy day fund, our fund balance is awfully low at this time. And that's something that we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to be very mindful as a district as we go forward as to our spending and as to how we look at the maintenance concerns. One of the things that does help us is the fact, and I can thank the voters for that, is that we do our sinking fund. It's being used to maintain a number of our buildings that need a lot of maintenance help. We just had to purchase a new, we just approved last night for a new boiler for Eastern High School, which is $500,000. Man, without that sinking fund, costs like that would have to be come out of the general fund.
You're concerned about the rainy day fund. It's been raining, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been raining. And but you know what I like about Lansing. What I like about the Lansing School District. We're pretty resilient. Our number one focus is on the young people and making sure that they have the best opportunity for an education, and also giving our teachers the best equipment to make sure that they do their jobs well as well. And I like to thank our teachers because even with the new restructuring, I've heard a lot of positives from teachers who are talking about the fact that they're looking forward to working with the new restructuring plan. And that's something I did. I visited 15 schools on the first day of school last September, and I visited about a little over 10 schools when I was at the end of the year. And there was a lot of optimism. I asked some of the principals where they would be going this year. Are they excited about that? I remember talking with the principal at Willow, who will be now going over to be the principal at Gardner. She's excited about the new challenge. It was just really exciting to see a lot of the excitement that went on at the end of the year, our field days, a lot of our picnics and carnivals. Graduation was great at the Lansing Center. So I think families are real optimistic about their children coming to the Lansing School District.
Well, it makes you wonder what the next budget process is going to be. You don't know where the funding is going to be from the state of Michigan. You still have challenges with old infrastructures, old buildings, diminished residents or people living in Lansing. The challenges are going to keep coming.
Yeah, they're going to keep coming, but you know, I think that we're setting ourselves up for dealing with those right now. You know, we're in the process of rethinking the high school situation, maybe looking at property for maybe building one big high school for to house two of our high schools. That could be a savings. Looking at if we can move some of our classes into the elementary school buildings where we may need fewer buildings. But, I mean, there are some ways, I think, that with the new restructuring that we can deal with some of the some of the concerns that come up in the future. And I'm optimistic that we're not going to lose as many students as certain predictions say. Last year they predicted that we'd lose a certain amount of students, and we ended up getting more students than that was anticipated that we would lose. And so I think the trend is going to change. I think Lansing is a very good place to send your young people. We've got a state, you know, back-to-back state championships at Sexton. Everett wins the Quiz Bowl. Our international baccalaureate program over at Eastern and Pattingale area is doing very well. So we have a lot of things to offer that other districts don't offer, and I think that that's going to help Lansing continue to grow and do well in the future.
We've been talking with Charles Ford, who's an attorney and also a member of the Lansing School District's Board of Education. He is running for circuit court judge. He recently received the endorsement from Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro. The campaign moves forward. I recently read how the circuit courts are going to be looking at some budget cuts in their next couple of budgets. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, some people should get, you know, real excited if we feel that the need for lesser courts, that means that, crime, and that, you know, if you read some of the articles in the Lansing about Lansing, you know, some of the tougher crimes are going down in this, in the city. And I think that's where the circuit court is handling a lot of those different, cases. We've got a kind of a movement towards some, alternative means of judiciating cases. We've got some arbitration mediation where some people think that that's a quicker way to deal with some of the issues and concerns at the civil level. But everybody's facing cuts. I mean, the money flow is just not like it used to be. You know, I'm not surprised at all. The courts, I know at one point we had one more district court judge in Ingham County in Lansing, and we reduced that by one over the years. And so I think all over the country you're going to have groups looking at how do we reduce. And one of the areas I don't want to see reduced is that the mail service. You know, they're talking about the mail service being reduced, maybe not no Saturday mail and things of that nature. So we're seeing a trend throughout the country that people and groups and organizations, companies, or you know, are looking at ways how do we continue to be effective, and also how do we meet some of the budget concerns that we do have.
All right. Thanks so much, Charles. Enjoy your day.
All right. You too. It's always a pleasure, Tony.